Is the thing on?
There's always just so much tension with the intro. I love. It's just a good time. It's just a good time all around. I love it. Howdy, everyone out there in the digital realm. Welcome to this week's UCR Live. Luke will be joining us in a minute when he's not got an internet signal from a tunnel. So let's mix it up. Who am I going to start with this week? I'm going to start with Vera because she was away last week.
Hi, Vera. How are you? Can I get my hair cut?
Oh, she's styled. She's ready.
Very nice.
Been really busy with my smother. But it's the one thing, it's a smother.
That's awesome.
other than that, how are you? You're alive. You're functioning.
I'm going to work every day. I got to go to my boss's retirement party tomorrow.
Did you get?
Go ahead and die now.
Oh, she's saucy today.
Not even a bit.
Did you get the My Pillow I sent for your mother so you could smother her?
No. You sent it special delivery. It hasn't come.
Express by the sound of it, you know,
every day I show up at her house with equal parts hope and fear that today's the day I'm going to find her dead.
Wow. Welcome to a real feel-good episode.
Where we let it all hang out.
I'm not planning to kill her, but she's getting there.
I totally understand because people would, they thought I would kid. When I would be at home, I'd hear the ambulance going down the street, like to the direction of my mother's house. And I'm like, God, I hope that's headed over there. And everybody's like, that's horrible to say. I'm like, you live with her and then let me know.
Well, she was always nice to me.
Yeah. She just wanted a daughter-in-law. That's okay, right.
Yeah, she wanted that.
I auditioned. It didn't work out though.
That audition.
You guys, you would adore her. She loves everybody. It's her children that she was mean to.
Right.
Oh, that's typical.
That's the way it is. How are you today, Luke?
I'm well. How are you?
A lot better now, actually. Have we given away our little secret that we've been doing?
We're
going to talk about it in a minute. We're going to talk about it.
Okay.
We're talking about you first.
Okay. For me, look, I'm. What can I talk about? I'm selling my house. Oh, I got COVID tested yesterday. That was great. I got to do it myself. So I'm like. You know,
I think you've practiced that before on something else.
I have. I didn't even gag Katrina. You'd be proud of me. They're like, oh, it'll make your eyes water. I'm like, no, it won't. It won't.
I know. Do you reckon the nurses judge people when they're like, oh, this might test your gag reflex?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even though we judge people.
Well, look, someone who's a little bit, you know, whiskey frisky. Miss Katrina A. Johnson, if you're following her on Instagram, has been a very busy girl lately. You're out and about everywhere. Do tell.
Yeah. Hi. Well, I've been playing with a lot of balls.
Nothing unusual.
Little ones on the field in public.
My new
guilty pleasure is celebrity golf tournaments.
Lady Katrina?
Yeah. Oh, I'm totally a golf lady now. So when did you become a lesbian?
College,
yeah, when I went to college, golf lady meant lesbian.
Well,
Katrina,
you know,
a golf lady.
You know, yeah,
Katrina likes
lady.
The balls.
I'm a golf lady that also likes balls.
You gotta keep your options open in this modern world, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's usually a bunch of professional athletes and me just hanging out. There's not a whole lot of other golf ladies around.
So it's like a mixed tournament where you're with lots of pro golfer guys?
Mostly pro athletes, and then they're like quarters, like groups of four, and yeah. with one professional athlete and then other people that like to golf. Mm-hmm. So, you're looking for a husband, let me tell you, this is the place to be. But you need to
golf better than them.
Oh, don't worry, I won't.
I'm going golfing with Kat. I'm going to be Katrina a golf lady too.
The golf club like a pool cue. She's like, yeah.
I've done that. I also climbed on top of the golf cart and I was dancing. Yeah, it was a grand old time.
Was that a couple of whiskeys in, no love?
It was only after the first one. It doesn't take much. Because, you know, it can be a little boring. So you got to, like, entertain yourself.
Yeah, Kitty, I'm scared I'm going to go to this golf course. There's going to be, like, a pair of knickers left on, like, hole 7.
I mean, probably. But most golf clothes for women have the knickers built in. So you can't remove it unless you bring your scissors. So my
golf
bag.
Had incidents already.
For sure. They knew I was coming, but my golf bag has scissors. We're good.
If you're interested in purchasing a pair of Katrina A. Johnson's chones, message us here at Uncensored Radio, and I'll hook you up for $95.
$95? Hey, look, Daniela.
I got to get my cut.
I like it. Well, Jeff, do you play golf?
Oh, I do like to play with balls, but not necessarily golf. The last time I did golf, it was mini golf, and I broke somebody's car window.
Jeff, so, you're not supposed to club people.
No, I didn't. I hit the ball, and I just hit it too hard, and it broke their window. It was so embarrassing. It wasn't cute.
Did you yell four? If you yell four, then all your actions are forgiven.
Yeah, everything is moot. All the injuries that golf ball causes. Mini golf always tends to get real violent, though, doesn't it?
Like, yeah,
it's like ping pong, though. Ping pong's more dangerous than tennis.
All I ever cared about really with golfing was the golf cart. And I'm like, well, now that's my whole life. You know what I mean? We don't drive our cars. Everybody's driving around a golf cart or an ATV down here. It's what we do, kids. But listen, this week was insane. I don't know if you had known this or not. If any of you listeners get over on the TikToks and things, but I have been posting like crazy, and I put a bunch of my original stand-up material. Nobody cares. I do a stupid stitch. Katrina liked one. She's this clone a Willy one where I talk about, you know, why you should clone a Willy and why it's important in a relationship in the beginning.
I tried to do that, and they wouldn't let me.
See, you got to do it in the beginning. And if you want to find out why, you got to go over to TikTok and like the video and follow us at My Uncensored Radio. And then there's another one talking about dead people. I'm just saying. But so I did this stitch and it started going bonkers. I'm like, one morning, I'm just like, what the hell? Why is TikTok blowing up?
Jeffrey got all the likes.
People were but they were mad. They were triggered.
Jeffrey,
I was like,
you piss people off again.
Imagine. So what happened was, people made this video, and it was the guy kind of making fun of his wife. That every time, you know, people come over, my wife thinks they're going to do this. And he takes the lint roller and rolls it on the stairs. And, like, the video goes on, and he, like, spot checks the things. And then I did it after the lint roller, split it, and I said, did nobody tell you that that's what the gays do? And then we send each other videos of all the dirt? People were... they're like, this is why I only love gays from afar. This is why gay friends are toxic. Like, they
you
were
know what?
Feeling a type
you know
of way.
What people, you know which people were triggered? The dirty ones. You filthy animals.
I'm like, it was a joke. Oh, Christopher, you got to send some cash flow. You know what I'm saying? I got to get my 10% or it's no go.
Christopher, I will send you your lemonade. It's only $1,000 a glass. Vodka's free if you need some in there. I got you.
I don't know. It'd be expensive. Could you imagine a good stop in customs trying to get it over to Australia?
So we have been busy. We've been busy this week. Jeffrey had a I'll say now I can't remember your bloody show call.
I know I can't.
Hey,
did you see that? Did anybody see the live? I went live.
I'm
like, shit, what's the show name? I couldn't remember what the damn name was.
How we ended up this way.
Whatever.
I was right the first time, I doubted myself.
I couldn't remember. Every time I go to make a graphic or something, I have to go find a picture of my phone to learn the damn name. I'm never going to remember. But yeah,
we had
Monday.
You guys on Monday talking about, you know, college and all that kind of stuff. Big decisions. We had Anna Renata back again on Tuesday. Jeffrey, I do believe we're going to have a special guest host coming up.
Oh, well, I mean, maybe we should just, we can play that little video.
Would you? Okay.
And you this, can, this is the surprise. We'll just
play this. We're having a surprise guest.
A little memory lane.
I'm dating horror story. Listen, so I'm talking to this guy for like a day or two. Everything's going good. I didn't really look into his profile in depth. I don't know why, but I didn't. And I'm glad that I went back and did it because I wouldn't have been really mad. So we're like talking for a day or two. Everything's cool. So like I decided to like go through all of his pictures, and thank God I did, because I just not decided. I did not decide this. I realized that he drove a smart car. Bitch, I'm as big as your fucking smart car. This would have been very awkward if he would have picked me up for a date. I would have been like, oh, so what are we doing here? Strapping me to the fucking roof like a California king? What are we doing here? I hope you have the towing package because you're going to have to tow all these. Are we playing snow dogs? Because I guess I could just pull your car. And by chance, if I could fit into this smart car, we'd have to give this car a fucking epidural to bear the pain of birthing me out. So I'm single forever. I'm just...
Sorry, I pressed the wrong one, but...
Okay, know. So, yeah, I was like, oh, this is not what I thought it was.
No, I love him.
But that's Dakota.
When I went to buy my last car, the guy was trying to point me to a more...
Make it stop.
And I can't buy it.
Hold on. I need to say hi to a VIP in the chat room right now. Oh, hi, Angelique. We love you. When are you going to come on with us?
Yeah, look, the option is here. The option is here.
Miss Angelique.
Hey, Angelique. Licky love.
Get ready, set. Something, something. It's all that. You know, that's, actually, Angelique, I'm going to be popping up the episode on YouTube probably tomorrow of the All That reunion we did. Earlier today, I dropped an episode where Karen Ashley dishes all the tea about the failed Power Ranger reunion they tried to do years ago and how Saban didn't pay anybody. And then she throws TMZ under the bus. Ooh, and what they did to David Yost when he came out of the closet, how he was bullied on set. So make sure you go over to YouTube and check that out. But you can also tomorrow. Back to Dakota. Yeah, yeah. Oh, Dakota. We love her. So Dakota is blowing up on TikTok. It's at Dakota with 3 A's at the end, 94 on TikTok. She's going to be joining us for the live show on the 24th. And she's also going to be doing her makeup. And along with her doing her makeup, while she's doing the show with us, Katrina and Luke are going to try to follow along and do their makeup as well.
Do you guys know that that's my birthday here in Australia? So this is the best present I can get.
Dakota is a trip. Like her name is amazing. She's amazing. Yeah, she's a rat.
While we are talking about special guests, there is someone else looming in the next couple of weeks. Check this out. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Karen Ashley paid Uncensored Radio a visit, and it's going to be a 2-week event. And that's all I have to say. We've got something for the Rangers fan base. We got something for the Uncensored Radio fan base, and it's going to be a trip and a half. So we've got lots coming up. So hopefully everyone's following us on social media when Jeff's dropping all these little everything's. I've got to learn how to work TikTok because I'm 57 and don't know how. But we do have a surprise coming for Valentine's Day as well, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh, come on.
No, you have to wait and see. It'll actually be Can we say which brand
we'll be doing for the surprise?
It might be a little Uncensored Horror surprise for Valentine's Day. We might have a special guest.
Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is.
We're dripping in celebrities, guys.
It's hot. That's all I'm going to say is it's hot.
We're dripping in this week.
Hot load of hot topics.
So filthy.
That's the best GIF ever.
It's the GIF that keeps on giving. You know?
We like a hot drip. Oh wow, that was gonna. That was too much. Look, I'm gonna jump straight into this one. Speaking of someone who obviously loves hot dripping loads.
Oh,
is having another fucking baby.
I mean, like,
number eight.
Number eight.
Now, look,
it's Katrina's good friend. Be careful what you say.
We will preface this with he did sadly lose a child recently as well. They did know that his girlfriend was pregnant at the same time. So I think it's just timing. Maybe just hold on to the announcement a little bit longer. But who has eight kids?
Kate and eight. What was their name?
A Mormon, Kate and whatever her name is.
And look what happened to them. Hello.
He said something about he wants to have a ton and ton of children. Like, I don't really remember the quote, but you can look it up. I'm sure it's
He better have a ton of money.
Yeah,
he's spreading that seed.
He's got Mariah.
He's Mariah Carey's ex-baby daddy, so I'm sure he's getting some kind of something from her, right?
Not enough for eight.
Does Mariah have any money anymore? She's
hardly. Oh, Mariah's got a lot of money.
Yeah, because she writes her songs, so she's getting some royalties.
Yeah, she got the royalties.
But did we see?
It's just been Christmas, Vera. She just got a big payout.
As soon as November rolls around, Mariah's fine.
Yeah.
She's fine. She does what she wants. Did you see what Nick was gifted though?
No.
For his birthday recently?
Condoms?
It's a condom machine full of magnum condoms.
I'm not the only one. We know what causes that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
We are live.
Gabe at the house. I don't know if that answers your question,
Is it your son?
I think that's the first thing we've ever had from that, whatever that site's called, right? That's from Twitch or something?
It is.
Yes,
Twitch.
Is.
Somebody's finally watching us on Twitch. Congratulations, Gabe. I think you're the only person that's ever watched us on there.
You're the first one. Like a virgin. But like even like the condoms, like it's a magnum condom machine.
Ooh. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Katrina A. Johnson.
Yes.
I want your opinion. Magnets?
No.
Or regular size?
Well, I mean, I can't speak to him personally because when I knew him best, I was 12.
Probably not appropriate age.
I don't know, but I can tell you, I think most people would prefer someone that can actually fill a magnum. Isn't that like the overall consensus?
Yes. But, we all need a void filled.
Yeah.
But if it's just big and they don't know how to use it.
What to do with it.
Well, he knows how to create life. He's doing something, right? He got the motion down at least.
But did you hear?
Jeffrey's very fond of saying his ex-husband didn't know what to do with his big one.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag but this guy's going harder than Adam and Eve populating the world.
Yeah, but you could be doing that and still not know what you're doing or be good at it. There's a reason why there's multiple baby mamas. You know what I'm saying?
And he's all like, I'm choosing who I impregnate. I'm like, oh, this is very under his eye head.
I want to know, like, what are the girls thinking? Like, they can see what he says.
I know what they're thinking.
Yes. Can I tell you the best conversation happened today? My dad, the pastor, calls me and he's like, oh
bless.
Isn't this your friend, Nick Cannon? I'm like, why? it depends. What are you trying to say, Dad? And he's like, well, he's just the best guy. He is the nicest guy. He is a great person. He is a good guy. I'm like, okay. Why do you say that? I'm not going to disagree, but why do you say that, Dad? And he goes, well, I mean, I'm watching his show. He's on in the daytime now, and he is just a really good human being. And I'm like, that's good that you think that, Dad. He's also knocked up like eight people in the last year. So don't let that sway your judgment. He goes, oh, didn't know that. Oh no.
Oh, oh no, you're giving your dad a, moral complex.
I love daddy.
He's too nice. I don't know how I came from that, but anyway.
Yeah, he definitely is way. He's such a nice man.
I gave Daddy the Pastor a major heart attack when I told him Nick Cannon fathered like 5 kids in the last 6 months.
But Nick's obviously very charismatic to be able to dip the
very
wick
viral
in that many honeypots.
That's some consistency too. Not a
he's a breeder. Him,
maybe not charismatic.
Right. I would just say.
He hosts rich like every show under the sun now, doesn't he? Doesn't he host like America's Got Talent, The Masked Singer, all that shit?
And he got fired from them all for a scandal. And then now he's
for impregnating all the floor stuff.
He's got his daytime show too, doesn't he?
Yes, so that is...
When did that happen?
I don't know. I feel like it happened the same time around Kelly Clarkson, Drew Barrymore, and like... The
I didn't even know there was a daytime talk show. I saw something, I think, on the article that you posted, and I'm like, he's got a talk show?
He has people love him. People love it. They're
apparently
all about it.
Katrina Stats and Cleveland. My dad is a fan. My dad is a big fan.
It's Ovum that love him.
Definitely. Over him and under him. Katrina, what would your dad think about Build-A-Bear? Going all after dark.
I mean, he
slutty Build-A-Bear.
I don't think he would know that it's the adult edition. He would say, oh, it's soft. Look how cute. He wouldn't give it.
That's sluttier than the M&M's.
Yeah, this is a special edition Build-A-Bear brand called After Dark, which is obviously being launched for Valentine's Day. As per any Build-A-Bear, you can choose outfits and stuff, and you can record your own vocal track if you're ready. Are you ready?
So my track would be.
Do so we Build-A-Bear need, can get slutty.
Do we need slutty Build-A-Bear?
Yes.
Why not?
Yes, we do.
I want to make a little golf bear.
Well, I can make that very slutty, let me tell you.
Go, Katrina. Can you tell us why?
I'll get the slutty Build-A-Bear, my same golf outfit. She'll have 2 balls in her hand. It'll be great. And she'll have cut the shorts off that are attached to the skirt. It'll be
She'll
be Marilyn Monroeing that thing. I think we definitely need slutty Build-A-Bears or adult edition Build-A-Bears or whatever you say. Because first of all, people always need new toys. Second of all, this is a toy within a toy. Win-win. Third of all, Valentine's Day is coming and people run out of stuff to buy. And here's one little teddy bear that you don't already have. Because you can only have get that same damn bear every time. That's not going to work. Get a new one.
I hate to speak for the rest of the panel, but I don't remember the last time I got a Valentine's Day present.
Me either, and I'm born on Valentine's Day. Boo hoo.
We're alone.
I just read an article that said men spend more on Valentine's gifts than they do on Christmas.
Not true.
They're hoping to get laid.
I think because they wait till the last minute and they spend $600 on flowers and do stupid shit because they don't plan.
Maybe Chris is right. Maybe we should go to Build-A-Bear when we're over there and build a whole heap of Katrina bears, mark them up, ship them on.
I'll say, how many quarters?
Build-A-Bear for that? We'll just start from scratch. We'll just hire some company over in like a third world country, pay some kids 20 cents to make the bears, and we'll record Katrina.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Jeffrey.
We're starting the cancellation.
Off-air conversations.
Jeffrey, we can just do what Nickelodeon does. Hire some kids in Florida. They'll work cheap all day long.
Exactly. What Saban did.
I was one of those kids. It's fine. Yeah.
Hire the Power Rangers, make them work 70 hours a week and pay them less than minimum wage.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, why not?
They'll be fine.
You get some great TV out of it.
The interview is really great. Again, if you go to uncensoredradio.live, you can see that new, it's an old interview with Karen Ashley talking all kinds of smack about Saban and TMZ, kids. Go right there after the show and go check it out and share it with your friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, help us out. We got light bills to pay. Katrina's
someone who loves Power Rangers, you know.
Yeah.
Katrina's got to build a bear, guys. Come on.
That's not free.
A bear. We got to pay our sweatshop kids. You know what I'm saying? Go share the shows.
Oh, God. All right. Speaking of financial overlords, should we talk about Dave Chappelle?
What about him?
Grinch.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle.
Not in my backyard, Chappelle.
Not in his backyard, no. So Dave Chappelle famously lives in his hometown and has injected an approximate $65 million into it in businesses and da-da-da-da-da. There is... yeah, pretty much.
Wait, is there this in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, so, I was there.
Okay, so there's been a proposition to council or whatever they call it over there for, I think it's 150 low-income homes to be built in the area, and Dave's not having it. He's saying that if it happens, he will take his money and leave. He will not be the benefactor to this to the city. I can't believe you're making me audition for you, rah, 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 rah. Now, the original complaint was because of the infrastructure of the town could not handle the extra bodies, so like footpaths and da-da-da-da-da-da. Do we think that's the actual reason, or is it low-income homeowners that are the problem?
It'll make it into a ghetto. That's what he doesn't want.
Middle-income homeowners. I didn't think it was actually low-income.
The maximum price for the houses is going to be $300,000, apparently.
Yeah, that's not low-income housing.
Yeah, low-income housing is like the projects. I'm picturing bars on the windows.
I'm just reading from the article.
It's a characterless McMansion development, which I guess
$300,000 in Australia is like, I don't know, four square box. Meters and a box. So, yeah.
For a family home, in Ohio,
it's a lot of money in Ohio.
Yeah.
You've been there, Katrina.
I went. I took him there when he was doing those shows in the cornfield. And
as you do,
yeah,
it's like some Children of the Corn shit.
It was super sketch. COVID. It was freezing. It was during COVID, so it was outdoors, but it was like 39 degrees out, 38 degrees. It was so cold, but it was the best show I've ever seen. It was like all of the great comedians. So it was definitely Mr. Chappelle himself. Tiffany Haddish was there. Ali Wong.
I love Ali.
Like there were like 10 superstars. Basically anyone with their own Netflix special was there, and it was incredible. And it was his old co-stars from the Dave Chappelle show, and they're all talking about how they're all moving over and they're now buying houses there and they want to stay. And they're like, one guy was like, "Yeah, man, I used to be a city, beep, but I'm a river, beep now." The beep was a...
we'll be talking about the beeps later.
So, we love the show. I went with my friends. It was the best show I've ever seen. It was incredible. I can see how he wouldn't want the charm of that tiny town and the hospitality and the great people to become lost or, you know, degraded in any way because it's now overpopulated. Yeah. It was tiny and charming.
Freaking brilliant architecture. They don't add to the tax base, and that's about it.
Right. So I mean, I can see why he wants more to the story.
It does smell a little Daddy Warbucks to me, though. It's like, I'm going to take my money and go away because you don't deserve my money.
I mean, where's I feel like when you if you put $65 million into a town, I think you get to have a say. I'm just saying.
He's also like, it means nothing to me to take it away. And shut everything down. So, more power to you. Well, have you got that kind of money?
Your money. More power
to money you. Is speech. The Supreme Court ruled it.
But yeah. Look, for every bad news drop, there is some good news. And there is some good news for once this week. I know, I'm a bit excited.
Lay it on us.
The angel that is Dolly Parton.
Ah.
So Dolly, there's just been an announcement that Dollywood Parks and Resorts will cover 100% of tuition fees and books for any employee who chooses to undertake further education. That will include seasonal employees, part-time employees, full-time employees, and they can enroll on day one of their employment with Dollywood Inc.
To get a job at Dollywood and you are set for life.
That's incredible.
Dolly's one of the good guys. She's earned her wings.
She's
been quietly everything.
She does a lot for education and books and all that kind of stuff.
Coming to do me masters, Dolly.
To children for 20 years. You know?
No, I'm so close. Maybe Kat, get on the jet. Come over. We'll go drive over to Dollywood.
Jeffrey, why don't we just take the jet? Jeffrey,
I'm gonna come and get married and get a job at Dollywood so I can get some fancy book learning for free.
Yeah, you could get a green card. You could get a degree. Yes. You won't. I've
already got a degree that I don't use, but you know.
Right, you get another one. Well, you won't have
another
one.
Get a couple of them.
You won't have $100,000 in debt like most Americans.
Right. I got some debt. It's all good. But
it doesn't count the money you were paying the sugar babies.
I don't pay for it. Ew. Wake up to yourself. I'd rather die celibate.
I think Jeff was projecting then. Jeffrey's projecting again.
There's a famous quote from, was it, I don't know if it was this year or last year or the year before, that Jeffrey's dick is dead. He told Katie Underwood. I looked at it, I came up, I was like, oh, okay. We went there. Okay. I think that was
is that second, why Katie's not here today, Jeff?
That was her second
that
show.
Thing was, my dick is dead.
Retired?
It's packed
I'm
up.
Retired. I'm retired from all this too much. I don't know though if I keep doing this damn Nordic track with I went with Stacey Clark's husband.
Yeah, how is he? Where'd we go?
Come on, let us know.
He's homely as hell. I was like, what's she doing with him? He looks like kind of, you know, like a little bit fucked up beef jerky.
Has he got money?
No, his arms are kind of saggy. I think we were in Italy. We went to the Colosseum this time. With him, and then I talked about it on TikTok too. Is one day I went to Cancun with this bearded scruffy man, and he was talking about his damn problems throughout the whole time. I'm like, no. Dude, I'm fat. I'm here to lose weight. I'm not here to counsel you about your drug rehabilitation.
Wait, so this bitch has released all this stuff and made money off it, but she's getting her husband to like pick up the slack.
It's a part of Nordic Track. They're like service they offer.
You're really doing it at the same time as all these other people.
It's
scheduled.
You log into one, and they respond to you.
No, like the things that I'm doing are pre-recorded videos. But so, like wherever they're going, like the speeds of the treadmill goes with whatever they make you do, and like if they're going upstairs, the treadmill, like the incline, all of a sudden just goes whing. And it actually, I've got to say, you know, it's only been a couple weeks, but I've been able to like. oh my god. I've improved a lot. It's a lot of fun.
Go Vera. Billy May.
Leon. Okay. Leon says, who got bigger tits, MILF girl Vera or Billy Mays in the middle?
I don't know how I feel about being called Billy Mays.
Maybe he's...
Well. I don't know. Jeff's tits are bigger.
No, mine might...
I don't have a
handful right now. I think the treadmill's helping.
Has he been going to Italy a lot lately?
I have. Italy, Cancun,
no pasta. St. Lucia. No pasta while you're there. Just walking through.
All these
they're pasta. They only give you like this much per serving. Like you're fine. It's like two tablespoons. You can eat it. You'll be all right.
If you get to the end of the journey, it'll be
right. It's not the pasta that kills you, it's the cheese. Everything's in a cheese sauce.
Oh, 54 slices of American cheese. Should we do one more feel-good one before we get into the batshit weirdness of this week?
Yeah.
Did we see the story of this lovely girl from Instacart? So Jessica is an Instacart driver and TikToker. She basically saved an old man's life. So she delivered the groceries as per his daughter's request. So he was a, you know, elderly gentleman that needed little assistance.
But her younger son was there.
Yeah, they're only supposed to drop them at the door, take a photo, walk away, you know, like Uber Eats, like everything.
Mm-hmm.
But when he opened the door, she said she had a feeling that she had to go help him out. So she took him into the lounge. It took the groceries into the kitchen,
and noticed a propane tank in the lounge room. And within about 5 minutes of being in the house, she said she got dizzy and like all the, you know, all the signs that there's gas poisoning. No, she didn't leave. This is the point. She was supposed to turn around and leave, but she didn't leave. She left the account open and messaged the daughter saying, "Your dad's not doing well. There's a propane tank in his sitting room. I'm feeling dizzy. There's a leak." So she got her she sent her son over, and there was definitely her older son who wasn't with him, and there was definitely a leak. The next morning she woke up and the tip had changed on her account from $4 to $100. The comment on there saying there was definitely a leak. Thank you for going above and beyond. You definitely saved my father and my youngest son's life yesterday. So wow. It's just like, that's the kind of person that you hope your family member runs into at a time of like, at a time of like worse luck. You always hope that there's someone out there, and we cover a lot of the other stuff. I thought this was a nice moment to go, oh, there's still decent people out there that are gonna, you know,
not many.
Oh, that's gas.
Well, you kind of hope that's the person that you would be in the situation, don't you?
I like to think
I would do something similarly.
Yeah, I would like to, but I probably wouldn't go into a stranger's house.
She's like, bitch, I spent TV. I'm not going in there. I've seen Silence of the Lambs.
I'm not trying to get shot. I just watched a whole series on...
I didn't home care for 6 years. I went to a lot of stranger's houses.
Oh, Vera.
Oh, the city's
with those big tits, huh?
Hello, nerds.
That was an extra special sponge bath.
Off the rails. The special ones.
Off the rails. Speaking of off the rails, guys, Sean Penn, anyone?
Oh, yeah.
He's a little bit misogy.
Yeah.
Weak jeans, he blames, for people wearing, men wearing traditionally women's clothing. Last I checked, Sean Penn is a famous domestic abuser.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Right? On multiple occasions.
So he prefers the people in the pretty dress not be able to hit him back.
Pretty much. I'm surprised he tried it with Charlize Theron, because he knows that her mother killed her father. Like, and he tried it on her, and she was like, I wouldn't be doing that. I wouldn't be fucking with that. Especially, I've seen monsters.
He would have got a high heel to the head, I reckon.
Could annihilate him. I've seen her in a cat suit. She does some damage.
I know what she can do.
We all can beat his ass. Monster.
Like, what?
Well, the conversation that he's trying to bring up, though, is that, like, are we moving... Is there, like, some kind of shame now associated with the typical masculine image? Like, because there's all this stuff being thrown around, you know, toxic masculinity and rah, rah, rah. So I guess that's where he's coming from.
It's my favorite quality in a man.
But who's that who's that bothered by what someone else fucking wears?
Oh, I couldn't care. I'm just trying to understand.
Dude.
How does it hurt him?
He doesn't like the feminization of whip. Well, listen, that was one of the things that actually got brought up, not so much about men, but in the reboot of Sex and the City, like at one point she brings up that the guy asked to kiss her before he kissed her. And she was like, you know what I mean? She was very bothered by that. You know, like that's today's society. You have to ask for permission to kiss somebody at the end of the date. And that, to me, is a turnoff. Like, don't ask me, just do it.
Do you think everything's too woke?
Yeah,
too woke now.
But I think you can understand the reasoning why, especially in today's modern era. Like, consent is a hot button issue at the moment. Like,
well, there's some rapists, like multiple convictions of rape. He's actually trying to get an app where you consent to have, like, put it all in writing before you do the deed.
I think that already exists. I've
the champion, we didn't know we needed.
Yeah.
But those people are not going to ask, can I kiss you? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
It's to me, I understood what they were trying to say in that moment on the show, and it made sense to me. I'm like, it does kind of take the romance out of it.
I appreciate it in the sense that it's making you feel safe. You know, it's making your partner feel safe. You know, you're asking permission. But there was always a give and take. You'd lean a little, they'd lean a little, you'd get a little closer.
Read the room.
Consent was implied. Yeah. Don't you think?
You got to read the room.
Yeah.
You got to read the room.
I think this is a generation of people, though, that are like asking their 2-month-year-old, can they have permission to change their diaper? Like,
oh, stop.
Nobody's asking their 2-year-old if they have permission to change their diaper.
There is that talk about it.
There might be some hippies. They're called hippies.
All right. I don't know if this person's a hippie. I think they just want attention. Demi Lovato's back, everyone.
Is she crazy? That's all.
You know.
So Demi Lovato has announced the funeral of her pop career before playing a track.
Bullshit! Bullshit! It is
a pop rock track, and then doing an interview 2 weeks later with Rolling Stone going, oh, no, it's not a funeral for my pop career. It just looked like it was a funeral, even though she labeled it on Instagram a funeral for my pop career. Oh, they, sorry.
Look,
they.
Can I just say it? We've been trying to cut down on the swearing, but I feel it's so justified here. Like, I think Demi Lovato is just an absolute fuckhead. And everything is just for attention, and it's just aesthetic and sad.
I agree.
Can I ask a sidebar question?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When did we decide we're cutting down on swearing? Because we are uncensored radio.
We're just trying to be a little bit more pure sometimes.
Just a bit more palatable, that's all. We can still swear.
Well, fuck.
It was all my fault.
Stop swearing.
It was because I watched back that show that I do on Monday nights that how did we end up this way? And every other word out of my mouth was an F-bomb. And I was horrified. So I just said, like, I'm going to stop swearing as much.
Have you ever seen your own
stand-up? Yeah, well, yeah, that's all I do is swear.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just trying a different brand.
I'm trying to get all the aggression out from dealing with children all day long. I was just horrified. Like, it was too much. You know what I mean? It takes to me, when you say it that much, it takes away the impact of it when it's needed.
It's kind of like getting a spider tattoo on the side of your head when you're scared of spiders, right?
Right.
Demi Lovato.
Oh, I think Vera Vance needs the swears.
That is still my favorite.
Vera Vance needs a fucking hug.
590,000 Americans dead from COVID, and Jim Jordan gets on his high horse. Oh, I love it.
Demi Lovato should be in a Vera rant.
Debbie needs therapy.
I think
maybe Debbie needs to find Jeebus, because we're going to go to this week's view from here. Whoa. So we're going to talk this week about the power of am I going?
Or not. We're going to talk about the
back?
Power of one.
Was that just
it?
It wasn't just me?
No, it was everyone.
It was StreamYard. It was StreamYard.
Two words. Come on.
Luke was frozen like this.
Yes.
Okay, cool. We're going to talk about the power of religion in modern day. Now, we all have various different exposures to the religious world. We're coming up with this because Australia, it's been a hot button topic in Australia of the last couple of weeks. We had the whole controversy with City Point Church handing out their contract that would, liken homosexuality.
The Christian school, yeah.
Yes, likens homosexuality to bestiality, incest, and pedophilia, and would refuse the rights or acknowledgement of anyone that was transgender, either student or teacher. We've had the Religious Freedoms Act go before Parliament here as well.
It passed and then it's been withdrawn now.
It did pass in the lower house and it is being buried now.
So well, the Christian lobby wanted it gone. They were like, no, we don't want this.
The bill, in short, was to ensure that no matter what government was in place, that
religious freedom would always be allowed. Now, some of it, you know, does guarantee safety, but there are clauses in there originally that would allow doctors, nurses, pharmacists to refuse treatment of transgender people, etc., you know, putting a lot of people in danger in small towns, effective the legislation of abortions, which is a big thing for you guys here in the States. My question for you guys is, should religion be able to play a part in the majority of people's life if they don't necessarily subscribe to those beliefs, just because the people in power,
Jesus
maybe?
Jesus himself said, give to God what belongs to God and give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Essentially, Jesus laid out the path for the separation of church and state. Your right to practice your religion is completely yours. You can be as religious as you want. You can put your cross on the wall. You can spend your whole fucking life on your knees. I don't care. But you don't get to tell me how to live my life, period. If I don't believe in God, tough. Doesn't matter. I have the right to not believe in God. You can't tell me that if I'm gay, I can't believe in God or I can't go into a church. And you can't tell me that as a nurse, I have to treat some asshole with a swastika sticker that says, build the wall, kill the Mexicans, with the same kind of care that I would treat my mother, and you won't treat somebody who's gay because it goes against your religion? Fuck no. Separation of church and state, always.
Oh, okay. Come on, Vera. Some swastika people need love too.
Come on, Kitty. Now you.
They probably just got stabbed in jail. Come on, Vera. Take care of them.
Oh, my God.
I have.
No, she's the easy one.
Kat, you've grown up on the other side of this,
then
right?
Then you have to take care of a gay guy in a dress, even if your name's Sean Penn.
Ooh. Now, you have mentioned on this show your father.
Yes, is a pastor. Yes.
So you've grown up on the other side of this. You would hear me growing up. You've obviously, with your life experience, kind of lived in both worlds.
Yes, that's
Go
true.
Go for it.
Well, your I'll opinion. Say. I know that there are some people to the very religious right who interpret the Bible to say, you know, around Sodom and Gomorrah, that God got rid of those towns that were overrun with homosexuality and too much partying, drinking, drugs, all of the sins, whatever. But that's up to interpretation, because my God and my church accept everyone.
Yes, thank you.
So, I mean, God loved everyone. He resuscitated everyone. He believed in everyone. He associated and was friends and loving to prostitutes and all sorts of bad people.
Exactly.
Or all sorts of different people. And he loved everyone, cared for everyone. That, I believe, is what we are supposed to do.
I agree.
They definitely Jeffrey. Like to cherry pick in the Bible of what they're going to pick, you know, like a woman disrespecting a man and not being submissive to a man is, you know, you could be stoned for that in the
the Old Testament.
So it's really interesting. Divorce, you know what I mean? Like all these things, it's like, oh, but we're going to pick on the gays. As far as church and state, I totally agree with Vera. As far as that school wanting to have a contract, I'm fine with it. You know what? Because why, as a gay person or as a parent that happens to be gay, I would never send my child there.
But
it's
that was the
us.
Issue, though. What happens if you're a child that's sent there by your parent who believes completely in that contract, but you're some closet case kid, which we all were at that age.
Right.
And how are they going to be made feel about themselves and their whole identity, which is going to be impacted for the rest of their life by being in.
The last 100 years of gay history is that these children were afraid to come out, that more gay teens commit suicide because of the fear factor of the rejection from the people around them.
Now, part of the problem is, this is where, it becomes like it gets complicated, because now you're telling a religion that chooses to be a bigot and discriminate that they can no longer do that, but that's their belief, right?
We're telling
that they can't do that. Like
they can
not,
do that in their church,
but they could do it in their school too. You know what I mean? Like that's their school.
Steve,
I mean,
yes.
Parent, I think.
The biggest issue that it was here is that, yes, you are free to, it is a private school. You are free to teach whatever you want in the private school, mm-hmm. but the private school is getting public funding.
That's a problem. I was initially okay with the private school having some ridiculous discriminatory contract, because when you enter into a religious school, you have to follow the tenets of whatever that school believes. Fine. Yep. That's your choice to go to a private school and abide by those rules. I don't have a problem with it, no matter how crazy your requirements are. If you want to be a church or a school of Scientology, and you want to go hang out with all the lunatics that believe that your learning is coming from the aliens, fine. Do whatever you want to do. Sign whatever you want to sign. But I'm not going to pay for it. That's where you lost me.
Well, I'm a little older than all of you. You all know that. But how many of my contemporaries don't even speak to their parents because when they came out, they were completely rejected?
Right.
You know, their parents just said, no child of mine. Mm-hmm. You're on your own.
So, Luke, you have a child that is just entering the school system now. It is a big thing here in Australia, and that private schools generally have better.
You're sending her to a religious school.
That they have a better history of educating your child.
I think. Well, look, I went to a public school in primary school, and it was a different era then, because a lot of the children I went to school with, their parents were surgeons, doctors, dentists. It was just a different time. Now I feel that there's a lot more issues in the community with drugs and just a lot of stuff that goes on that I think is more present in public schools. Oh, I hate saying this. I sound like such a snob, but I'm really not. And I just felt for myself that it was better to send my child to a private school. And yeah, I was raised Catholic. I'm obviously not the best Catholic in the world. So I did not see
any. Priest would beg to differ. Oh,
please.
Well, I was raised Catholic also, and I went to Catholic school until seventh grade. I got a great education. I understand the rules of grammar pretty darn well. I read a lot of books. I can't fault the education that I got at Catholic school, but I know that public school education gives you a lot of things that
and you can't.
An issue in Australia is too is that a lot of private schools actually receive more government funding than the public system.
It's the same problem here.
So you can't,
the Catholic schools I went to, none of them got government funding, and they were fine. Middle school got a little dicey.
Every private educational institution here will get taxpayer funding.
Was great. What? High school was a living nightmare. It was old school Catholics. We had 18 kids in the school. It was rude, rough. You know what I mean? And they made all the boys be altar servers. The girls couldn't be altar servers, and I was an altar server at my church. And I straight refused. And it was the dude that used to do the show and I, they made us altar server and we just laughed and we were assholes through the whole thing. And then the priest's like, well, if they don't want to do it, they don't have to. And we were the only two boys that didn't have to in the whole school. And all the other guys were pissed at us. And they started talking about
all they had to do was suck a dick. Like, come on.
It was just crazy because that's not the way we were raised the other years in school. It was more of a nice private school. It was like teachings of Jesus and morals and things like that. And then high school became this old school Catholicism of women stay home and make babies. There's no contraceptive. There's no ejaculation outside of the woman's vagina. You know what I mean? Like, it was craziness. And then, you know, of course, the gays are going to hell, but not just the gays. You know what I mean? Like, that even wasn't the big picture where we started having problems with a bunch of us.
If you meet on a Friday, you're going to hell. If you sneeze in front of a nun, you're going to hell.
It was Buddhists. It was Protestants. It was anybody that was another religion. It was like, wait a minute. Adulterous. This isn't love anymore. This is all you do is fucking hate everybody that doesn't believe what you believe. And that's not what I've been taught my entire life in the Catholic Church. That's the opposite of everything that I was raised to believe. And if
God is love.
If those schools, if the primary school was still around, I would not blink and send my kids there in a heartbeat, for sure. The high school, absolutely not. I mean, it was a college preparatory school, and none of the teachers even had degrees. It was a joke.
It's on record here that City Point principal actually did not have a degree in education either.
Stepped away from the job too. So, but someone worse has taken over. But his
brother is like the head of the whole organization, so that's why he had that position. So
look, I think we can all agree that religious beliefs. Everyone is entitled to their religious beliefs unless they become dangerous or hurtful to other people. But mixing them in with state-funded things is where the issue lies. Everyone is free to their own, worship in their own way. But as soon as that attitude starts to, damage people, I think that that's a huge issue. And hopefully Australia has woken up a little bit. There's been a lot of talk about it. I'm sure it's not over. But you know who else likes to talk a lot?
And she's Slutty Build-A-Bears.
She's here this week to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Vera Verbs. Okay, V, here we go. Ready, set, venture.
All right, kids. I missed a good show last week. You talked about my favorite topic, freedom of speech, and I missed it. So I couldn't rant about it last week.
We were supposed to talk about it this week, too.
I'll get to it. I got it. You know, Joe Rogan, everybody's crying. Oh, poor Joe Rogan. He's worth $100 million, but he can't say the N-word or he can't talk about vaccines. And Joe Rogan's getting up his little weepy eyes. I didn't know anybody was listening to me. Just 11 million people, the biggest podcast in the entire fucking world, Joe. But yeah, nobody was listening to you. Why would they listen to you? I have a real problem with everybody crying about their rights. Because, yes, we all have the right to free speech. Joe Rogan will continue to have his free speech, and he continues to have his podcast, and he's continuing to reach 11 million people. His free speech was not impinged upon in any way, shape, or form. But free speech, or any other freedom in this world, does not come without consequences. Free speech doesn't mean consequence-free speech. If you don't believe me, go into work tomorrow and call your boss a fucking asshole. You have a right. It's free speech. You can say it and not get arrested. But there's going to be consequences. I guarantee it. Your right to swing your arm as much as you want ends with my right to not get hit in the fucking face. Your right to own a gun goes only so far if you're using that gun to take other people's lives. Every right comes with responsibilities. You don't get a free pass just because you have freedom. Don't be dumb about being free. You have consequences. Oh, poor Aaron Rodgers didn't tell the truth about God getting a vaccine. He's being canceled. Fuck you. You know who's being canceled? Every 11-year-old girl who's getting forced to have to carry a baby to term after she's been raped because you can't kill a baby. But you can't take a vaccine to protect other people? Fuck you. Be responsible. Put on the grown-up pants and start earning your freedom by being an adult who gives a shit about the rest of the people around you. There's my rant.
There we go. Free speech. Free I like that, Vera. I feel like you should maybe pledge that to a campaign. Don't be dumb about freedom.
It's a TikTok video already.
I got excited. I thought you were saying free Dom, as in Dom Perignon. I was like, where do I sign up?
Yeah, no, hey,
she's talking free Dom. Free Dom tops for everyone.
Can all get behind.
Mm-hmm. Free sparkling, free champagne showers for all of us involved. Hey,
yes, wouldn't that be good lovely? Time.
Yeah, we can cheers to Joe Rogan.
Cheers to Joe.
He was doing fine.
Joe's in trouble.
Listeners and $100 million.
Yeah, like, he is doing fine. His listens are like through the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he does three-hour-long shows. It's crazy.
I find the cleanup interesting. So we went through the Neil Young and everything fine, and that was all good. And we believe in Joe, and that's great. And he can do his whatever he wants.
Thank you, Chris.
But then this racism this racism scandal pops up, and all of a sudden, 100 or so episodes just go missing.
Well, look, okay, come on. It's kind of witch hunting, okay? Like, they couldn't get him on the other stuff, so now it's like, okay, we're going to pull him on racism. Because if you look at the list, right, because this was the thing I got into a war on Twitter about, because Howard Stern did blackface, Ted Danson did blackface, Jimmy Kimmel did blackface, Sarah Silverman did blackface, Ralph Northam, whoever the hell that is, did blackface, Jimmy Fallon did blackface, Don Winslow,
was the governor of Georgia,
dropped the N-word. And Joe Biden in like Congress was dropping the N-word, saying we don't need any more of those around here. So, and he's the president of the country.
Also, give people room to evolve.
Right. But then, in fairness, Joe Rogan has not said that word.
President, then
he hasn't said that word on air in years, though.
20 years ago, a lot of people used that word.
Okay. Well, 10 years ago, Joe Rogan used it. He hasn't used it since.
It's free speech. Yes, he's not using it now. It's still, I mean, it's in poor taste, and people can use their free speech to be mad about it, and they can choose to take their money, because the Supreme Court has ruled that money is speech. Take their money and get separate from Spotify and separate from Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not, by bringing up that list, I'm not defending him at all. And the one thing that really fucking threw me for a loop this week was Whitney Cummings, as a comedian, got on Twitter and was defending all this as comedy. Okay, first off, I went and listened to some of the clips. None of it I found was, frankly, comedy. Mm-hmm. Okay? So she said, comedians did not sign up to be your hero. It's our job to be irreverent and dangerous, to question authority, and take you through a spooky, mental haunted house so you can arrive at your own conclusions. Stay focused on the people, we pay taxes to, the moral leaders. So here's the thing. She was one of the first people to quit Roseanne's show, and she was the showrunner, and throw Roseanne under the bus.
Very publicly.
For the tweet.
But
meanwhile, Joe Rogan's got this scandal of repeatedly dropping N-bombs on his show, and she's defending him. Like, and she's also pro-women, and, you know, she's very big in the
well, it's definitely hypocrisy movement. Because... Why is it okay for Joe and not show. For Roseanne? And Roseanne's was very gray area.
There's still very much women face more severe consequences for their free speech than white
but
men.
But what people are bringing up is Whoopi Goldberg as well.
And then
Goldberg got suspended for 2 weeks.
Roseanne got canceled.
Whoopi Goldberg doubled down for that week. She doubled down. She went on every talk show explaining her point of view, which is her prerogative. And what she was saying wasn't incorrect. It was just badly worded, right? Like Roseanne.
And if you go and you look at the YouTube video that Roseanne just released, she explains what her thoughts were on the movie of the Planet of the Apes and what that movie, the message is in that. What are you saying?
I said that was a lot. I watched about half of it and I went, my brain.
it was a lot.
Roseanne really tried to explain with Demi Lovato when she needs some hugs.
Roseanne don't need nothing.
Yeah, she's really struggling. And again, like, it's not about defending any of them, but my bigger issue with this, is it about him saying the N-word, or is it about him having controversial guests on that don't like the vaccine? I mean, somebody posted on Facebook today about what's going on with their family members, and they got the vaccine.
Well, I think cancel culture is a big problem, and it doesn't help anyone.
There's a big warning. So is it about...
Cancel culture, you can't tell me, you can't cry about cancel culture when you're supporting banned books. You can't cry about cancel culture when you won't teach history. You can't cry about cancel culture when you're trying to suppress voting rights.
I totally agree with that.
I agree as well.
Than Whoopi losing her job, or even Roseanne losing her job, or Colin Kaepernick. Yeah. My point is that women face repercussions 10 times more than men. Do you know, out of the three cops that have gone to prison, for killing black people through the Black Lives Movement. Only one is a man. The other two were both women. And neither of those women acted alone. Women face more consequences.
I think that's than a whole men. Bigger conversation that we, well, that we need to talk about. If
you
go watch
that interview, like, she gets in and she's like, you know, at the end, Roseanne's like, can I have my show back? I mean, it was really kind of sad to watch it and to see this woman, you know, you could see like she was losing her words a lot, you know, who knows what's going on with her, you know, but it was kind of really sad to see. Was her tweet cool? Not really. I think her explanation made it a little bit more clear what she was thinking. And like, I think intention does matter.
Intention does matter. And I think we all in general, in the current environment of the world, you do need to think about what you're going to say before you say it, because you know that people are out there looking for it, you know? Mm-hmm.
So we need a few of these old episodes to disappear, okay, Jeff?
Listen, they're not going to. Because I've been a firm, I'm like, you know what, if I posted something online on Facebook, whatever, I have a rule that I do not delete it, no matter what, because it's how I felt in the moment. And if I was wrong for it, then I'm wrong for it. And I'll apologize and own up to my mistake. But I'm not going to hide behind shit. I'm not going to delete a post. I'm not going to delete an episode. I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? If somebody's offended, I'm sorry. Like, I'll do better next time. You know
what
I mean?
Well, you know what Facebook account says, like, 10 years ago you posted this, and one of them come up, and then I didn't know what it was about at first. It was something I posted. I'm like, holy shit, that's so racist. But it was a quote from Strangers with Candy. So I had it in the quote marks, and I thought it was hilarious, obviously, 10 years ago. And then I was like, oh, that's not going to age well. Like, if someone saw that now, and they wouldn't even have seen the show.
Canceling Sudeikis 10 years later. They've given her room to evolve.
Well, look.
Right. Well, and that's like with the Neil Young thing, with what he said in the 80s, right, was horribly vile. And, you know, I'm fine with people evolving, but then it's like, okay, well, this stuff with Joe Rogan was years ago. So why is he not getting the chance to evolve? Because everybody on that list that I said.
Well, the stuff about the vaccines was 15 minutes ago.
Right, and but at the same time.
Did we talk about the fact that Neil Young survived polio?
Right.
And
but
hates gay people.
You know what? The polio is the gays' fault.
You missed. You missed. Katie watched the episode. So she said last week, Joe Rogan never said take the horse pill. It was all the doctor that he interviewed, who was also mildly a genius.
But
Katie
Joe
admitted
Rogan
that.
Well, didn't why can't say that he was taking the horse pill when he got COVID.
But he's not a doctor. But you have,
Joe
if
Rogan
you
was taking it, not
right.
The
but I'm saying if you have a medical expert on your show who disagrees,
he had Sanjay Gupta on, and he was rude to him.
Well.
He was talking over him, yelling about the vaccine.
Well, I'm about to be rude to everyone.
I think it's a very scary thing.
You gotta say wrap
we're
it up.
Getting to a point where we can't question anything. I think we're not allowed to question.
Anything. I think we question everything.
We're allowed to because who are we? But anyway, in the long run, I think that, you know, There's gonna be a limit to where, you know, like, you can't breathe or fart on someone in public or do all this kind of stuff. Like,
are you
can't breathe on anyone in public now?
You can't breathe on anyone in public. But legally. Hopefully it's not gonna get to the point where someone goes back and watches all that and goes, Katrina A. Johnson, you're offensive in your portrayal of me as your characterization, and that, like,
they probably do.
You were cruel to Roseanne
didn't like it.
They're
at the ends
right now.
Roseanne didn't like it.
There has to be a tipping point where this shit stops, and it'll be interesting to see where it is.
But hasn't social outrage been around for hundreds of years?
We will be here to cover it. That's the thing. We will be here to cover it. So we've gone over time.
Absolutely.
Katrina's looking at the clock. I can see it. She's like,
I'm hungry. It's dinner time.
She's hungry, bitch. So we will see you next week. Jeffrey has his show, How We End It, up this way on Mondays.
Right.
We have a special little treat for Valentine's Day.
Special guest.
Week.
Special celebrity guest.
It
might get a little bit bloody on Valentine's Day, just saying. We'll be back for Uncensored Radio Live, and Karen Ashley will be here the week after, as well as Dakota on the live show. So there is plenty more to come. Please make sure you are following us on all our social medias. Jump on, we need some love on Instagram, guys. We follow more people than follow us. So get your ass to Instagram. That's never good. So where's the bloody Instagram here?
Losers.
Here we go. Look, get on Instagram at LiveUCR. Get on Twitter. Jeff's out there every second of the day. I see.
I'm also on Instagram all day long.
A mother effer. So come on, do your job, people. Support us.
And put up our TikToks because Jeff's gone viral.
I'm
going to
figure out TikTok and do something weird. I don't know.
We're at My Uncensored Radio on TikTok.
It'd be great. Get amongst it. If you like us, make sure, you know, your friends like us. Force us on your family. Do all the good things. And we will see you next week. Peace out, motherfuckers. Bye. Bye. I do love it when the end credits get like, it hits 4 a.m. and they're like, oh, I need another bump to keep going. Bye.